I'm going to read some out of the book of Isaiah, the 25th chapter. 25th chapter, book of Isaiah. We'll start with the first verse. We will read probably 9 or 10 verses, something like that. And you just pray for us. Says, O Lord, thou art my God, I will exalt thee, I will praise thy name, for thou hast done wonderful things. Thy counsels of old are faithfulness and truth. For thou hast made of a city an heap, of a defense city a ruin, a palace of strangers to be no city, it shall never be built. Therefore shall the strong people glorify thee. The city of the terrible nations shall fear thee. For thou hast been a strength to the poor, a strength to the needy in his distress, a refuge from the storm, a shadow from the heat. When the blast of the terrible ones is as a storm against the wall, thou shalt bring down the noise of strangers as the heat in a dry place, even the heat with a shadow of a cloud. The branch of the terrible one shall be brought low. And in this mountain shall the Lord of hosts make unto all people a feast of fat things, a feast of wines on the lees, of fat things full of marrow, of wines on the lees well refined. He will destroy in this mountain the face of the covering cast over all the people, and the veil that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death in victory, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from off all faces, and the rebuke of his people shall he take away from off all the earth. For the Lord has spoken it. And it shall be said in that day, lo, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord, we have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. Now maybe, correctly reading, that's reading about 9 verses, the 25th chapter of the book of Isaiah. Now I know this afternoon that there's probably more around this that we could never get out as far as that goes. But I got just a little bit that I'd like to leave with you, the Lord being our helper. I'm going to read you one verse, one more verse. No need me saying a lot. He said, I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death, and Hail followed with him. And power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth to kill with the sword and with hunger and with death and with the beast of the earth. That was in the book of Revelation, the sixth chapter. There's something we'd like to leave with you tonight, God being our helper. I don't know. There's some of this scripture the other day, the other evening, the other morning. I can't keep it all together, I don't guess sometimes, but I talked about the former things. The former things. Y'all remember that. And then we realized tonight that this verse, now this verse, you may not see it in the book of Isaiah, but Isaiah was bringing, he was going to do away with that was against Israel. And not just against Israel, but all people. He says here in the seventh verse that I read to you, he said, and he will destroy in this mountain the face of the covering cast over all the people. Cast over all the people and the veil that is spread over all nations. He said, there's a covering, my friend, that's over everybody. And he said, I'm going to destroy that. I'm going to do away with that. And the veil, he said, the veil. In other words, there's two things. They did not understand. They had no understanding. And that of the covering, brethren, was that of darkness. Now you might say, preacher, what do you mean darkness? I'm going to back up just a little bit and say it was death. My friend, that was the covering that covered over them. They had no, and I might sound like a broken record just saying them, but nonetheless, it's what I've got. So you just bear with us for just a minute tonight. Brethren, he said he is going to become victorious over death. Did he not? Brethren, he said, and lo, he'll swallow up death in victory. Brethren, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from off all the faces. Brethren, that's what I read out of the book of Revelation the other morning. Brethren, he said he'd wipe away their tears. Brethren, he wasn't talking about after a while. My friend is talking about doing away with the covering, the veil, brethren, and death and hell, if you'll have it. You say, preacher, not so. Not so. Bible says that in the sixth chapter of the book of Revelation, he said there was a pale horse, and him that rode upon it was death. Brethren, and hell followed with him. Brethren, I want you to realize that when Jesus Christ came into this world, my friend, he is going to become victorious over death and hell. Brethren, he got the keys from that of old Satan. Brethren, and he's got the keys, and he gives the keys of the kingdom to the church of God Almighty. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Brethren, there's something happened, my friend, when Jesus Christ tasted death for every man. All men, all people, and all nations tonight. Yes, sir. Brethren, you may not see too much of a victory, but thank God it was a victory. It was a great victory. Brethren, when Christ, brethren, tasted death for every man, Brethren, the covering was gone. Do you know that? Brethren, there is no more death. Thank God, but life tonight in Jesus Christ. Preacher, that's too far. No, it ain't. Brethren, death and hell had dominion. Yes, it did. The Scripture says in the New Testament, it said they stood in jeopardy all their lifetime. All their lifetime. Because death, brethren, hovered over them. And they had no way, brother, to get rid of it tonight. Neither did we, had not a Christ came, but he come. Yes, sir. To taste death for every man. Now think about it. Brethren, death and hell. You say, preacher, death and hell. He says also in the book of Revelation, the very first chapter. Brethren, when he cried out to that of John, and the Bible says that John turned around to see. Brethren, he didn't see a Savior that had crown on his head, or thorns on his head, or nails in his hands. He saw, thank God, a glorified Savior. Woo! Yes, he did. Woo! He saw, yes, sir, he turned. He saw the one that spake with him had eyes like fire. Yes, sir. Had white hair, white robe, feet like brass. Woo! And a voice, thank God, like the voice of a trumpet. Woo! You don't think Reverend God has sounded a trumpet. Brethren, he brought life when death had dominion. Yes, sir. He told John, he said, John, he said, I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, and have the keys of death and hell today. Can I say something, my friend? The devil ain't got them back. Huh? No, sir. Brethren, if he's got the keys of death and hell, I want you to know he is victorious! Woo! He's a Savior that reigneth forever tonight. Think about it. Yeah. Brethren, we've got them today in fear, my friend, dying in death. And thank God, yeah. Now, don't get me wrong. I'll go and go just as far as I can tonight. Brethren, these folks think that a lot of things is still in force. Brethren, God, Jesus Christ, brethren, took some things out of the way, folks. He tasted death for every man. Now, if he tasted death for every man, I'm just going to read you a little more if I can find it right quick. There's some things, brethren, that I'd like to get around to tonight. Lord, help me. Brethren, for just a little while, I can't help it, folks. I'm not going to preach you, my friend, that Jesus Christ is a frail, my friend, somebody. Brethren, that of which he done has been overturned, my friend, it never will be overturned. He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Thank God they ain't another one like him tonight. Never will be. Amen. Never will be. I read this the other day. I'm going to read it again. There's some. You say, preacher, you're going to have to get off this. I'll tell you. You wouldn't believe me if I told you, but I wouldn't go and get started on this tonight. I've wrestled with it all the way up here. But listen, he said, no, listen, for if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death. Listen, in the light, I read this. I might have read it to our Sunday school. Thank God I'll read it again. Lord, give it to me Sunday morning, I'll read it again. Thank God you think about. Brethren, when God overcame, folks, he overcome. Think about it. When he run the race and he won it, thank God it still won tonight. Is it not? Listen, we've been planted together in the likeness of his death. We shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Listen, brethren, we ain't dead no more. Thank God we're resurrected tonight. Bible says to walk in the newness of life. I ain't got time. Listen. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. Glory! Semicolon. Think about it. Knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more, death hath no more dominion over him tonight. Ain't got none over us either. Think about it. We've been planted with him. Thank God we've been raised with him. Just like that. Heir of God, joint heir with Jesus Christ. Yes, sir. Preacher, I won't have that. You're going to have to throw it out. You're going to have to throw your book away. Thank God you won't have it. Yeah. You say, preacher, what do you mean? Those folks, my friend, that just won't have the plain, simple truth that Jesus Christ is the victor tonight. Yes, he is. Victorious. Brethren, I believe it was something, thank God, to be proud of, but it wasn't altogether. He didn't want John just to think that he was the victor. He wanted John to know that John could be in victory with him. Dead. We got a lot of dead folks. Yeah. These folks, you say, preacher, that won't work, and you got a small crew here tonight, and you going to preach to us like this? Sometimes I think you're the only ones that's strong enough to handle it. Glory to God! Woo! Woo! Glory! Hallelujah! Brother, the Word of God is real tonight, folks! Yep. I don't know. I can't help. You're going to get into some territory, brethren, that people just won't have sometimes. But nonetheless, I'm going to preach it to you. You know, you might think tonight, well, preacher, you just drummed all this up. I ain't drummed it up. I took it right out of the Word of God. Now, I'm going to go just a little bit further. People gets hung up a lot of times, and I'll be one of the first ones to tell you, folks, you get in the book of Revelation and you get carnal-minded, my friend, about all these things that's in the book of Revelation, and you'll never, ever understand it. It's as much spiritual as the rest of the Bible. Yes, sir. And you need a spiritual understanding. And I honestly... It ain't hard. It ain't hard to get sidetracked, I guess, is what I'm saying. In one sense of the way, I could go tonight, I don't know why, but I could just about go chapter by chapter. Thank God. But I'm going to go. I'm still on death and hell. Brethren, what did Isaiah say that he is victorious over? What did he say he is going to swallow up? Brethren, the covering's come off. The veil's been rent. Glory to God! And it's for everybody, my friend. All people, nations, and tongues. Is it not? Brethren, it ain't just one group of people got a monopoly on this thing. It's the Word of God. Yes, sir. You say, preacher, hey, just some of them, they can't have it. Well, I'll tell you, the Jew said the Greek couldn't have it, but God said they could. Huh? Yeah. He put them in the mix of things. Yeah, y'all know the scripture. He took even the Jew and cut him off. Yes, sir, and grafted in. Thank God the wild olive branch. Thank God, and it took root, folks, and it growed on the tree. Now, we get hung up a lot of times on times and dates and a lot of different things, and I'll just be honest with you, sometimes I do, but I ain't going to worry about it. Brethren, the Scripture, this is what the Scripture says. Now, I want you to listen. He says, but the rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. This is the first resurrection. He didn't stop there, but I want you to think about that for just a minute. Brethren, I want you to think about what he was victorious over when he is victorious over death. Brethren, and hell are the grave, if you'll have it. Preacher, I won't have that. Well, you about going to have to. 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, my friend, says, O death, where is thy sting? We had it. Did we not? You say, preacher, you just hung up on this death. Oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin. And the strength of sin is the law. Listen to me. Brother, that had them covered under that of the Old Testament, that God relieved them. Brethren, it became the first resurrection, my friend. And he wasn't the only one that resurrected. Bible says that many came out of the graves after his resurrection. Brethren, he pulled them out of them graves. Them graves didn't hold them no more. He became victorious. Brethren, they began, I believe, to shout the glory of God. You can go look, ain't in that grave no more. Preacher, you're going to get in trouble. So be it. The next verse, the sixth verse. You know what it says? He said, blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such, the second death hath no power. Listen. But they shall be with priest of God. They shall be priest of God and of Christ and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Now don't get hung up on all this, my friend. They was them, my friend, that followed Jesus, brethren, his own disciples, my friend, that started that of the early churches. And brethren, I want you to know that they lived and reigned with Christ. And brethren, death didn't have no dominion over them. Thank God the grave didn't hold them. They lived a resurrected life with him. Oh, preacher, I don't know about that. Well, then come destruction. I'm not going to get into all that. I want you to listen. Why, preacher, they... Do you know, I hate to say it, but brethren, it's just the truth. A lot of times, my friend, we get hung up on a lot of different things, and not just the resurrection, not just the living with Christ. Brethren, we get hung up on the dying with Christ. Not only that, we get hung up on the judgment. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, you might think, you say, preacher, he's going to judge us after a while. Well, I beg to differ with you, my friend. I believe the Word of God judges you. I believe he judged you right out of this book. Brethren, I believe when a man of God that he's called gets and preaches, thank God the word to you, he'll judge you right then, my friend. You leave the house of God judged. Oh, preacher, I won't have that. Let me go on. The Bible says, and y'all know it very well, that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, where shall the sinner and the ungodly appear? Listen to me. Does he not say also in the Scriptures, what? Know ye not that the saints shall judge the world? Brethren, he's left judgment in the hand of the church today. Preacher, I won't have it. Are you not a saint of God? If you're not a saint of God, my friend, then you're not one of His. There's there's some things to think. They are. There's some things, brethren. You may think, I don't know tonight what you think. But I'm going to read you a little more. I saw a great white throne, Him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. They wouldn't found a place, my friend, for that. My friend, that was cut off. That was done away with in Christ. Thank God there was no more place for them. Preacher, I don't know about you. The Bible says that even Christ took that of the old handwritings and all the old ordinances, and He nailed them to the cross. When He nailed them to the cross, folks, He done away with them. Now, I'm not going to get into the particulars and all such as that, but brethren, that's what the Scripture says. All that was against us, thank God He nailed it to the cross and He took it out of our way. Man couldn't keep it no way. Yeah, I'm going to get down. I can't change horses now. What do you mean, preacher? I ain't going to ride a horse for a little while and jump off and get on another. Start riding him. I'm going to ride this horse. I know what I preached to you the other day. I know what I preached to you last week. Yes, sir. I might not remember every word, but brethren, I know pretty much, thank God, what I preached to you. Yes, sir. And I preached to you that the new heavens and the new earth, thank God, was already happened, my friend. And I believe you can take the Word of God and prove it. Listen. That heaven and earth couldn't stand no more. It had no place. Listen. I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. The books were opened. Yes, sir. Now, we talk a lot of times, and we think a lot of times. You say, preacher, there's 66 of them. Yeah, but they wasn't but 39 in that day. Think about it! Thank God that was the Old Testament, my friend. There's a lot of things, my friend, that was against them, and they didn't want to hear it. They it's the same. You go back over in the days of Matthew, I believe it is, or Luke, one of the two. Brethren, when he talked to them, brethren that said that they had done all these things in Jesus' name. And you know what he said? Depart from me. You workers of iniquity. I never knew you. I never knew you. That's what he said. You know what them was? That's them goats. Yes, sir. That's them goats. Thank God. Yes, sir. He separated them, Steve. Brethren, them sheep, thank God, they was the ones that done those things. According to the Word. Brethren, and he said to his sheep, he said, you're on my right. But I put them goats on the left. Yes, sir. He separated them. Did he not? He's opened the books. What's happening? What's happening? You say, preacher, you're in book of Revelation. It ain't come to pass yet. Get out, my friend. Get out of that old head. Think about it. Brethren, think about it. This chapter's right before the one where he gets into the new heavens and the new earth. Where you'll have it or not, I might rehash that. Lord, let me. But you listen to me. You listen. Thank God, the books were open. Listen, And another book was opened, which is the book of life. Listen, do you hear that? Now I'm going to say something. Probably every one of you ain't going to agree with me, but I'm going to say it anyway. My friend, there is a difference between the book of life and the Lamb's book of life. Oh, preacher, there ain't no such thing. There is. You put it, my friend, in the right place and you'll find out, thank God, it's different tonight. He told them disciples, they come back over there, thank God, rejoicing because the devils had been under subjection to them. And he told them real plain, he said, rejoice not because the devils are subject unto thee, but rather rejoice because your name is written in heaven, my friend.
That's it.
And the dead were judged out of those things which are written in the books according to their works. According to their works. Brethren, you may not have it, my friend, but brethren, that's what they had under the law. Yes, sir, was their works. Yes, sir. And brethren, they know, did you know they know the works of the law? They know the works of God, but they ignored them. Now they gonna be, thank God, judged because of them. Preacher, you can't prove it. That's too much scripture. The Bible says over there, did he not? When he had talked to some of them in that day, we talking about Christ, when he talked to them himself. Brethren, he said, the men of Nineveh shall rise up in judgment against this generation, because they did not repent at the preaching. That's why the men of Nineveh repented, did they not? At the preaching of Jonah. He said, they'll rise up. They'll rise up in judgment against you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Preacher, there's something wrong with you. I'll just be something wrong, is all I can say. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works. Death and hell give up the dead. Brethren, they done it because their judgment had came. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. Why? Because the second death hath no power over him. Do you hear that? Listen. That ain't all. Brethren, when you become victorious, I can't help it, folks, but when you become victorious over something, what happens? Huh? What happens? When you become victorious over something, my friend, it's destroyed, done away with. You say, preacher, you can't do away with death and hell. Well, we're going to let the Lord do that. You hear this? And death and hell were cast. Do you hear that? Death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. Yes, sir. This is the second death. Do you hear that? This is the second death. Preacher, and whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. Hear me. And I saw. What did he see? This next verse, folks. Next verse. And I saw a new heavens and a new earth. Thank God. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away. And there was no more sea. I ain't got time to get into all that. But think about it. He said, and I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down. Yes, sir. From God out of heaven. Prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. I've got to go just a little bit further. I have. There's a reason, folks. There's a reason. There's things, my friend, that I didn't want to have to preach tonight about death and hell. Brethren, in the book of Isaiah, he said, that covering, brethren, he said, I'm going to swallow up. Yes, sir. I'm going to swallow it up. Brethren, and the veil, that understanding they don't have, brethren, it's going to be eliminated, my friend. Not illuminated, but eliminated.
Come on.
He said, I saw coming down prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. Do you hear that? Things changed, folks. It changed. Yes, sir. I didn't change it. I didn't make the separation. I didn't do the separating. I don't do the separating today. It's still God. Brother, but they ain't but one or two places you gonna wind up today. Heaven or the lake of fire. One of the two. Oh, preacher, you got to preach about hell. Death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. There's something wrong with our perception. You say, preacher, I can't grasp all that. I'm not expecting you to, but I sure do expect you to get in it and read it for yourself. Thank God. Let God speak to you. Yes, sir. When he speaks to you, thank God, accept what he gives you. Tabernacle of God is with men. He will dwell with them. They shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. Brother, one writer said that he had come suddenly to his temple. Suddenly. Listen, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. What did he say in Isaiah? He'll swallow up death in victory. And what did he say? Didn't he say he'd wipe their eyes? Tears from their eyes? Did he not? Well, preacher, I just don't understand all that. Brethren, if you're a victor, if you've got victory in Jesus, you ought to understand what Jesus has overcame. And thank God we have too, through Jesus. Yes, we have. Listen, I'm going to go on. There's a reason this was written like it was. Yeah. There'll be no more death, sorrow, crying, pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. Listen, this is what he said. And there's a verse in here, my friend, that it seems like it don't fit, but it does. Because they're not part of this. They never will be. You hear me? Oh, preacher, I wouldn't preach that. I believe I can. He said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, and I will give unto him that is of a thirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. Does that sound like salvation? That sounds like what Peter preached on the day of Pentecost, wouldn't it? Yes, sir. He did. I ain't gonna rehash that. And you just bear with me. But this, he that overcometh shall inherit all things. Did you hear that? All things. Listen. And I will be his God, and he shall be my son. I could go on. You can back up in the book of John. Brethren, he'll tell you that they didn't believe, the Jew, some of them. He said, but as many as did believe, to them they became sons of God. Did they not? Are you not a son of God? A child of God? Brethren, there's things that we're just, brethren, walking over. And there's things, brethren, that we're not, brethren, eating off the table. Simply because we think the kingdom is somewhere else. Listen. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. You hear that? Preacher, what's that verse doing there? He's letting them know, thank God, if they don't believe in him, then the lake of fire is their destination. Yes, sir. If you don't believe in them, you can go back. You can set me aside. You can talk, brethren, all you want to. And you can go over there in the book of Corinthians. And brethren, he talked about them would not enter in. The adulterers and the whoremongers and all these. He said, but such were some of you. Such were some of you. But now you are sanctified and justified. Thank God in the Spirit of God. But folks, you gonna have to believe it tonight. If you don't, you're gonna wind up in the lake of fire. Preacher, I ain't gonna shout about that. You ought to. You ought to shout, thank God you ain't going. Yeah. Yeah. Listen. There came unto me one of the seven angels, which had seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, come hither. Come hither. One of my most favorite verses. Y'all have heard me get on this time and time and time again. I'm not going to get on it tonight, but I'm going to finish this verse. He said, John, come hither. Well, I might read another verse or two, but I will show thee the Lamb's wife. I'll show thee the Lamb's wife. Folks, he ain't changed horses. No, sir. He ain't changed horses, and thank God I ain't either. No, sir. Listen. And he carried me away in the Spirit to a great and high mountain. And he showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God. You know what that holy Jerusalem is? It's the Lamb's wife. It's the church of the living God. Yes, sir. It is. You get down in here and we talk about the streets of gold and the walls of jasper and all such as that, and people get so tore up. I can't help it. I didn't write it, but thank God this is what he said. He said, I'm going to show you the Lamb's wife. He said he saw the holy Jerusalem descending out of heaven from God. He said, having the glory of God, her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. And had a wall great and high, and 12 gates. And at the gates, 12 angels. And the names thereon, written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. Now think about that. Brethren, he's taken all that he has brought from the beginning. Brethren, this building, thank God, it ain't no natural building. No, sir. Our God's not a natural God. Bible says if you worship him, you'll worship him in spirit and truth. Yes, sir. Am I? Now, look. 12 tribes of Israel. On the east, 3 gates. North, 3 gates. South, 3 gates. And the west, 3 gates. Brethren, he has made it for all people. Everybody. Makes no difference what direction you live in. You all got the same amount of opportunity to get right. He got 3 on this side and 3 on that and then 3 and 3. Huh? You just come. Huh? They're open. Do you know that? They're open. They're not closed. Brethren, he ain't got them closed. He ain't closed them, and he won't close them. Oh, preacher, I don't know about that. Read on. You'll find out they is open because they was not shut at all. Right? He said, and the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day. By day. Preacher, what about night? He said, they ain't going to be no night there. Glory to God! Think about it tonight. Okay. I'll go just a little further. Listen. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations. 12 foundations. And in them, the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. Listen, he's building a building. 4 square. Huh? The city lies 4 square. And the length is as large as the breadth. And he measured the city with a reed 12,000 furlongs. Don't get excited or don't get this excited. Huh? There's room for all. They are. The length and the breadth and the height of it are equal. He measured the wall thereof 144 cubits, according to the measure of a man, that is of the angel. And the building of the wall of it was of jasper. Did you hear that? And the city was pure gold. Did you hear that? I like unto clear glass. Now you might think, well, preacher, I can just imagine a city. And when you talk about this, you can get ever how many people there is in this world, you can get that many different illustrations. Do you know that? I'm satisfied. Are you? I'm satisfied. I'm satisfied with God's great redemption plan. I'm satisfied it's sufficient all for man. Glory to God. That's a good song. I'm satisfied. Brethren, that I'll tell you something. It makes no difference. I listen to people. I preach things like this, and brethren, people will come through and they'll get to talking about everything in this world about what's in heaven. They don't find it in this book. No, they don't. And you ain't either. Preacher, I believe I can find what heaven really is. This is talking about heaven. No, it's not. It's talking about the Lamb's wife. Amen. Yes, sir. The bride. Yes. Glory. Glory. I don't know about you, but thank God, and I don't know which one, but I'm one of the stones that makes up this building. Oh, preacher, I don't know about that. Well, let me read. Pure gold, like unto clear glass. Did you know that Christ gave it all? Did he not? He was the most perfect sacrifice, the purest sacrifice that was ever given, was Jesus Christ. Take it for what it's worth. Foundations of the wall of the city were garnished. Do you hear this? With all manner of precious stones. All manner of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper. The second, sapphire. The third, chalcedony. The fourth, an emerald. The fifth, sardonyx. The sixth, sardius. The seventh, chrysolite. The eighth, beryl. The ninth, topaz. The tenth, chrysoprasus. That's too much. Chrysoprasus. Okay. The 11th, adjacent. The 12th, an amethyst. 12 foundations of stones. Garnished. Woo! This building. Yes, it did. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several gate was of one pearl. And the street of it was pure gold, as it were transparent glass. Amen. Did you hear that? Amen. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. Are they not the temple of this house? Amen. Yes, they are. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it. For the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. You hear that? Who's the light of your city? Ooh. There's some. They go on. I told you. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it. Did you hear that? the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it. Who's the light? He's the light. Is that not right? You don't have to have the sun or the moon, because Jesus is the glory of the temple. Yes, he is. He's the light of the temple. And the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it, and there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. That's who's in the city. I had to read all that. I know I didn't get around to a lot of things. I didn't. I missed some things. There's more scripture in this than I could get out in a while. But I've give you tonight that the Lord give me. Now you can believe that or not believe it. As I was leaving my home, now I've got two or three messages, and I may never get to preach them. I've got them just recently. I may never get around to them. But I had on my mind all day long something else. I mean all day long. I've just had something else. I did. I was walking out of my house, and the Lord began to deal with me about this scripture. I had to find it, had to hunt it before I left. I had to find it. I knowed it was there. I knowed it was in there. And you got the outcome. I'm glad to be here. I hope you are. Good to have you. Appreciate you coming. I wonder if there's anybody. Got anything you need to say or do, leave with us.